Welcome to SCOTUS Cast, What is Work Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On December 8, 2014, the Supreme Court issued its decision in Integrity Staffing Solutions v. Busk. This case concerned whether time employees spend undergoing mandatory security screenings after work is compensable under the Fair Labor Standards Act, or FLSA, as amended by the Portal to Portal Act, which clarifies that certain activities are generally not compensable working time under the FLSA. Justice Thomas delivered the opinion for a unanimous court, which held that the time employees spent waiting to undergo and undergoing security screenings is not compensable under the FLSA. Justice Sotomayor filed a concurring opinion, which Justice Kagan joined. The judgment of the Ninth Circuit was reversed. To discuss the case, we have Karen Harned, who is the Executive Director of the National Federation of Independent Business Small Business Legal Center. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Ms. Harned.
This case concerns the scope of the Fair Labor Standards Act, which was enacted in 1938 and sets the standards for the basic minimum wage and overtime pay for non-exempt employees who work more than 40 hours in a work week. It applies to most private and public employers, and under the Fair Labor Standards Act, all work is presumptively compensable. In 1946, the Supreme Court ruled in Anderson v. Mount Clemens Pottery that preliminary work activities that were controlled by the employer and for the employer's benefit were compensable. In the 6 months following that decision, a flood of employee lawsuits ensued. Unions and employees were filed more than 1,500 lawsuits under the Fair Labor Standards Act. Reacting to this, in 1947, Congress enacted the Portal to Portal Act. Among other things, it said that travel to and from work was incidental to employment and not compensable by the employer. In 1956, in Steiner v. Mitchell, the Supreme Court considered the scope of the Portal to Portal Act and articulated the test that is used today. The court said that the Portal to Portal Act only required compensation for tasks that are an, quote, integral and indispensable part of the principal activities for which covered workmen are employed, closed quotes. So that brings us to today and Integrity Staffing versus Busk, which came up through a Ninth Circuit decision reversing a district court's decision to dismiss a lawsuit that was brought by two former employees of Integrity Staffing Solutions, Inc., Jesse Busk and Lori Castro. Integrity Staffing provides warehouse space and staffing to clients like Amazon.com. Busk and Lori both worked in warehouses in Nevada, filling orders placed by Amazon.com customers. At the end of each day, all the workers had to clear a security checkpoint. Much like we all do when we fly, employees had to remove keys, wallets, and belts, pass through a metal detector, and submit to a search. The whole process could take up to 25 minutes. In 2010, Busk and Castro sued Integrity, arguing this violated the Fair Labor Standards Act as well as Nevada state labor laws. The district court dismissed the complaint, saying clearing security was not compensable. But the Ninth Circuit reversed with regard to the post-preliminary security screening process. The Ninth Circuit ruled that the district court should have determined whether the security screenings were, quote, integral and indispensable, close quote, to the employee's work under the FLSA, rather than just dismissing the suit. The Ninth Circuit also concluded that the purpose of the screening, which was to prevent employee theft, quote, stems from the nature of the employee's work, close quote, which entailed, quote, access to merchandise, close quote. In its petition for cert, Integrity argued that if the Ninth Circuit's decision were allowed to stand, it could impose massive retroactive liability on employers. The Supreme Court granted review of the case, specifically asking whether time spent undergoing security clearances is compensable under the FLSA, as amended by the Portal to Portal Act. Integrity was represented by Paul Clement, and interestingly, the federal government weighed in on the side of Integrity staffing, noting its interest in the Department of Labor being able to enforce and interpret the Fair Labor Standards Act and Portal to Portal Act regulations, and also noting that the U.S. has an interest as an employer of employees covered by the FLSA who are required to go through physical security checks in many settings. The employees were represented by Mark Thierman from Reno. On December 9th, Justice Thomas delivered a unanimous opinion from the court. He began the opinion by walking through the genesis of the Portal to Portal Act. He then discussed what it meant for an activity to be, quote, integral and indispensable, end quote, to the principal activities an employee undertakes on behalf of the employer. He provided examples of activities that the Supreme Court has found satisfy the integral and indispensable test. For example, there was a case in which time that employees at a battery plant spent showering and changing clothes was deemed by the Supreme Court to be compensable, since the chemicals the employees were working with were deemed to be toxic to human beings. Therefore, the showers were integral and indispensable because without them, the employees could not work there. He also pointed to a case in which the time meatpacker employees spent sharpening knives was also compensable. This is because dull knives lower productivity, and therefore sharp knives are integral and indispensable to the job. On the other hand, Justice Thomas noted the Supreme Court's holding in 2005 in the IBP decision, in which time spent by poultry plant employees waiting to don protective gear was, quote, two steps removed from the productive activity on the assembly line, close quotes. And therefore, that time, the Supreme Court deemed not compensable. Turning to the facts in Integrity Staffing, Justice Thomas noted that Integrity Staffing did not hire its employees to undergo security screenings. Thus, the screenings were not a principal activity the employees perform. The employees instead were hired to get products from warehouse shelves and package the products for shipment to Amazon customers. Justice Thomas found that the screenings were not integral or indispensable to the employees' work in the warehouse. He found that, quote, the screenings were not an intrinsic element of retrieving products from warehouse shelves or packaging them for shipment, close quote. Moreover, he found that, quote, Integrity Staffing could have eliminated the screenings altogether without impairing the employees' ability to complete their work, close quote. Justice Thomas found that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals erred by focusing on whether an employer required a particular activity. He noted that such a standard would, quote, sweep into principal activities the very activities the Portal to Portal Act was designed to address, close quote. He also said that a test measuring whether the activity was for the employer's benefit was overbroad. Finally, he found that the employee's argument that Integrity Staffing could have lessened to a de minimis amount the time spent waiting for screenings was similarly irrelevant and would be overbroad. He suggested that those are issues that should be raised with the employer at the bargaining table. So as a practical effect, the first is, of course, what Integrity Staffing noted in their petition, the potential for retroactive liability for employers who currently and have been conducting employee screenings at the end of an employee shift. That liability should no longer exist. In addition, this court's decision in Integrity Staffing should significantly reduce, if not eliminate altogether, future class action and other employee lawsuits against employers for time spent in security screenings. As a result, it could open the door to more employers conducting security screenings of employees, since they now have an assurance that they should not have to worry about compensation under the Fair Labor Standards Act. That could be a great asset to employers, especially when you consider that according to the National Federation of Independent Business Research, 9% of small employers, nearly 1 in 10, experience employee theft, not including embezzlement, on their business within the last 3 years. And for all businesses, it is estimated that the employee theft and fraud cost to U.S. businesses ranges anywhere from $20 to $50 billion a year. The bottom line for employers is this decision should reduce, if not eliminate, their litigation exposure for security screenings. However, employers should realize that the longer the security screening wait times are for employees, the more likely that could become an issue that a union raises when negotiating collective bargaining agreements or when it's trying to unionize employees at a business in the first instance.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. For more episodes of SCOTUSCast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.